We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention talking to Deb Van Overbeck at OSU. Deb, you've been an integral part for a while now with the beef quality audit that we've got. Tell us a little bit about that. I know they rolled out the newest one just recently.
Absolutely. So the first audit was done in 1991 to kind of get that snapshot after a lost opportunities paper was done to focus on that said, you know, we're losing all this money, so what can we do to regain that? So the first audit was done in 91, and we've really now have this 25-year snapshot of where we're at with quality on fed steers and heifers as well as cows and bulls. And so this is the first time that those two audits have been done simultaneously. Prior to that, they were done individually. But the audit is really done in three phases. And so we do face-to-face interviews with packers, purveyors, retail, restaurant, trying to get an idea of what the end users believe our product looks like and what quality issues they're having, a snapshot in the plants. And so looking at quality on the in the holding pens, on the harvest floor, as well as in the cooler, and then a strategy workshop to kind of summarize all that information up.
And so what were some of the results that came out of this thing? Like you said, it's been broken up kind of between the feeder cattle and then the heifers.
Right. So fed steers and heifers and cows and bulls. Overall, you know, one of the things that we take from the face-to-face interviews is that our end users sometimes define terms differently than we do as producers. And so when we say genetics in production, that means something different when you say genetics to an end user and what that means. And so we know that some of those definitions don't carry forward. And so that's a neat part of phase one, is seeing how they each define those terms. We also know that they don't understand really, the end users don't really understand beef quality assurance and what we do on farm. And so figuring out a way that we can share that story with them. And I think you'll see some of that come out in some new marketing material from Cattlemen's Beef Board and NCBA. We also have, you know, from a plant perspective, we have an improvement in quality. And so we have a transportation piece, and says a vast majority, almost not quite 100%, but pretty close, are extremely mobile when they get to the plant. Very few have difficulties moving. And if they do, it's just some minor stiffness, which is expected after travel, right? So we see quality improving. So we have more choice and more upper two-thirds choice in prime than we've ever had. Carcass weights continue to improve, but that's expected as well.
Yeah. And so these are conducted about every 5 years, right? So how does this relate to kind of the last one? Has there been progress made pretty positively?
Absolutely. Great question. So when we look at the cows and bulls, for example, we've had a huge improvement in the severity of bruises. And so we might see more cows and bulls that have a bruise, but they're minor bruises. And so very superficial type of bruises that don't take much trim. Whereas maybe in the last cow audit and the cow audit previous to that, we had several that were, you know, deep enough that they were going into primals and losing the value of those muscle cuts. And so we've seen an improvement in that. We see an improvement compared to the last one in percent prime and upper two-thirds choice. Similar yield grades on fed steers and heifers. But yeah, there's definitely improvement.
Yeah. And so, you know, like you said, BQA programs are out there. They exist in the industry. NCBA has had great success with promoting that there in the industry. But like you said, that's one thing that we really need to promote to the consumers, that that's all going on. We're not telling our story good enough. And that's all part, I think, tying in with the sustainability trend that's going on. What's the reaction you're getting from producers? Are they more willing to accept what's come out of this report and look like they want to participate in it?
You know, we've had a great response in terms of producers wanting feedback or wanting the information. And so, for example, I go from here to Pasco, Washington to present at the Washington Cattlemen's Association the results. And so they're very curious. And so I think when we share that story and the big picture, they can see where little improvements every year make a huge difference over time.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think producers probably get a bad rap sometimes, is that they seem like they're set in their ways kind of thing, you know, very traditional on the farm. But really, producers are some of the most innovative people that want to provide the best product for their customers.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to see that change. But because it does take the life cycle, it's long enough in that life cycle. But I think when you look at the changes that we've made since 1991, you can take some of the big hot items in 1991, like excess fat and injection site lesions. We don't really talk about those anymore because they're not an issue that we have in today's market.